So you guys got the injury report. We've got a good workout. We were in pads today. It was good to be back on a regular schedule week versus last week's short schedule. Any questions? Yeah, I think obviously it starts with the quarterback. He's big, he's physical, he's strong, he can make all the throws. They've got two tall receivers. I think they got a pretty good 1-2 punch as far as their back tandem. Jonathan Stewart, I'm very familiar with. We drafted him there a while back. Christian, he's McCaffrey. He's a little bit like how we use Tariq, so they use a lot of the same packages. They do run an option element to their game. We're going to have to be really sharp as far as in plastering and coverage as well as in how we contain the quarterback because he is a good scrambler. He's one of their top rushers. Defensively, I think they're top five statistically. They haven't had a lot of interceptions. I think they've had one less than we have. But they've gotten sacks, and they're really good on third down. Kicking game-wise, they've got a real strong kicker. Basically, I think they've had one returnable kick so far in six games. But a good football team. It's going to come down to really who executes best, and that's how it always is.
Guy, after defending Flacco so well, how much different is the challenge against him?
Well, they're completely different, other than they're both tall. Cam's going to run the ball. He has no timidness to run it, whether it's designed runs or, even on drop-back passes. So that's a strength of his game. He's been statistically a little bit up and down, but when he's gotten hot, he's been impressive, and he's able to do that. I've been watching him for a while. He came out in the same draft as the first pick when we had the second pick while I was in Denver. So, he's a guy we studied and know pretty well.
So what, if anything, about what you did against Flacco would apply to defending?
I'll probably be, fairly nondescript in that. It's a little bit competitive. So, again, they present different problems. They're a different offense, completely different. I think they're expecting Ryan Khalil back, who, is their starting center they haven't played with the last couple weeks, a few weeks. And I know that's an important position. I know how good he is. Again, he's a guy that we drafted there some time ago. So they'll even be better. They've struggled a little bit running the football, but they're very capable.
Obviously move him around a lot. What jumps out to you about what makes him dangerous?
Well, his versatility. I think, we had seen that. We had him higher on our board. Everybody's got more of a kind of all every down back now. They can run the ball. They're good receivers. That joker back on third down. I think he's their leading receiver, a little bit like Tariq is for us. I think that's a trend. It's been a little bit for a few years anyways, but he exemplifies that trend.
Did you have any occasion to cross paths with him in Denver at all?
Oh, yeah. I watched him play. He and Luke Del Rio played together at a local high school in Denver. So, I know his dad, Ed, pretty well. So I saw him around.
How do you have occasion to – did you go to the high school games? Or?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to give you my whole social life, but I've seen him play before. I saw him play in high school. I didn't see him play at Stanford, but I did see him play in high school.
Could you tell them that he was this special?
Yeah. I think anytime you're in high school and you see that kind of guy in high school, I watched Steph Curry play in high school. He lived in Charlotte. He went to a high school where my kids went to high school. So you can kind of see it. Imagine that.
One of the big stories in Carolina this week is Pepper's coming back here because mm-hmm. this is where he came when he left. Sure. You guys, what was it like coaching him really in that stage of his career in Carolina when he was putting up those ridiculous numbers year after year?
I think, he started day one. A lot's made of those kind of things. I mean, he was a really good talent. The guy, played at Chapel Hill. He was one sack short of the record there, and this little guy named Lawrence Taylor had the record, and he did it in 4 years, and Julius only did it in three. So you could tell statistically he did that with no spring ball. He played basketball on a Final Four team. So you don't get very many athletes like that come along. We got criticized quite heavily by the Talking Heads as far as not taking a quarterback. I know Joe Harrington was available, as was David Carr, went to play, pick before us. But, you know, you could tell he was going to be special, and the fact that he's still playing is pretty special. He's an incredible athlete, an incredible teammate, and, you know, again, he's to still be playing is pretty remarkable.
How hard was it for you when he left Carolina to come here?
Well, it was kind of an interesting time. I think it was right before the lockout, you know, in that time, quite how to say this, but anyways, he walked. We didn't really get anything for him, but that was just kind of the stage where we were at that time as an organization. So anytime you lose a player of that caliber, it's not easy.
He's not only still playing, he's obviously producing at age 37. What do you see in his advanced stage that is allowing him to still have that?
Well, I think in all veteran players, you know, whether it's, you know, a Peyton Manning or you know, any extended vet guy, I mean, how you use them is critical. You know, I think Ron and them are doing a good job of, you know, they're not playing them every down. They're not playing them in the real, you know, face-knocking downs. You know, he's a pass rush specialist, and he's very good at it. So they've gotten good production out of him without wearing him down, which I think is very smart.
John, defensively, what do you sense that your guys are building through six games here where you are statistically? What do you sense you guys are forming into?
Well, I think we're better. You know, I think we finished about 15th in some key categories a year ago. Obviously, the one that didn't help us was the turnovers. So I think, you know, the longer they play together, and we've not been, you know, status quo with our lineup there either. So it's been, you know, it was good to get Danny back. You know, we lost him on the suspension week, and you know, we've kind of missed a couple guys. So just the continuity of it, I think, you know, we saw two pretty decent weeks defensively. You know, we had the one explosive against Minnesota that you'd like to have back, and we were able to eliminate that plus get turnovers. So hopefully we can build on that.
Even though you guys are in your third season, you can look at a lot of the contributors, they haven't been here the whole time.
Right.
On that side of the ball.
Yeah.
What do you sense as they've gotten in the second year, guys like Danny McKean, that continuity has meant for on the field?
Well, a lot of it's cultural, you know, what your expectations are, you know, how you go about working, how you go about preparing. You know, I think Peyton Manning said it best talking to our team is when your best players are your best practicers, and that's the culture you're trying to create. So, you know, I think our guys are buying into that, and you get to watch improvement. You know, that's how you get better. In this league, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You don't stay the same. But that mindset and, you know, how you come to work every day, you know, I think guys are that's starting to transfer and you're starting to see it.
The amount you guys are running the football on offense, is that sustainable or do you think you're going to have to open it up more at some point?
Well, I think, you know, this is a combative game and, you know, it's a will-breaking game, you know, and running the football is not the easy way to do it. You're not finessing people. I think it's a little bit like, you know, a championship boxing match. You know, the body blows aren't real sexy, you know, but they take their toll in the later rounds. You know, but it's a way to go. It's a way to win. Maybe not as flashy and as exciting as knockouts and those types of things, but it's – it works.
You've been on kind of both ends of that. You know, mm-hmm. In Carolina, you ran a lot. In Denver, you had Peyton Manning. Do you have a personal preference?
Yeah, winning. Yeah. You know, and doing the things it takes to win.
John, you obviously know Thomas Davis pretty well. Mm-hmm. What do your guys on offense have to know about him on the other side of the ball?
He's very smart. You know, they're well coached, but they've got smart football players. I mean, Luke Kuechly, you can tell – you know, when he's in and when he's not in. You know, I think their front's good. They're physical. They're a little younger on the back end, in particular at corner. But I think, you know, Thomas is really smart. You know, he was a first-round pick. You know, we took him out of Georgia. He was kind of an in-between guy. You know, back then we used to time him in the off-season, you know, create kind of a combine every off-season. And he was still running 4-4 something, you know, 7-8 years in. I don't know if they're still doing that, and I don't know if he can still do that. I'll definitely ask him when I see him. But he's just a great guy. You know, they've got a great culture there, guys like Ryan Khalil and Thomas Davis, and I'm sure they've added other guys. But guys that I know, you know, those are strong guys as players on the field and as far as leaders.
What did you make of Fuller's performance on Sunday?
You know, I think, you know, this is, you know, a side note, but, you know, we have iPads. And you know, obviously you got to know what you're doing, but it's really really important to understand your opponent and what they do. And I think he probably had the highest log time on the video in the on the iPads. You know, so I think film study, you know, you're going to get out of stuff whenever you put into it. And I think he put a lot into it last week.
Knowing where he was 2 years ago, where he was a year ago, what has been most impressive to you about his reemergence in here in the last month or so?
Well, number one, being healthy. I think I answered this, you know, last week. But, you know, it's a physical game, and it's a skilled game. You're playing against the best on the planet that to play every week. So, I think number one, first and foremost, is he's healthy. And so he's able to prepare and practice and do the things necessary to perform well on game day. You know, so he's putting a lot into it, and you know, I think you saw the paybacks for that last weekend.